And after too long an hiatus, we are turning again to Alice, our Alice Miller readings. And we are with our reading today, concluding the chapter, Poisonous Pedagogy. And what I'm thinking is that we will read a little bit of what follows immediately after, which is, is there a harmless pedagogy? And she has a little section on gentle violence. And then read her conclusions. Skip over to the end of the book and read her very insightful commentary at the end of For Your Own Good. Quote from For Your Own Good, Poisonous Pedagogy. The reference in Himmler's speech to the bacillus of weakness, and I hope you recall her excerpt from Heinrich Himmler's, the Nazi official's speech about exterminating that bacillus of weakness. The reference in Himmler's speech to the bacillus of weakness, which is to be exterminated and cauterized, demonstrates very clearly the role assigned to the Jews by someone suffering from grandiosity, who attempts to split off the unwelcome elements of his own psyche. In the same way that analytic familiarity with the mechanisms of splitting off and projection can help us to understand the phenomenon of the Holocaust, a knowledge of the history of the Third Reich helps us to see the consequences of poisonous pedagogy more clearly. Against the backdrop of the rejection of childishness instilled by our training, it becomes easier to understand why men and women had little difficulty leading 1 million children, whom they regarded as the bearers of the feared portions of their own psyche, into the gas chambers. One can even imagine that by shouting at them, beating them, or photographing them, they were finally able to release the hatred going back to early childhood. From the start, it had been the aim of their upbringing to stifle their childish, playful, and life-affirming side. And let me read that again. From the start, it had been the aim of their upbringing to stifle their childish, playful, and life-affirming side. The cruelty inflicted on them, the psychic murder of the child they once were, had to be passed on in the same way. Each time they sent another Jewish child to the gas ovens, they were in essence murdering the child within themselves. And this, my comment, relates to something we mentioned, I believe, last week, that this need to project, to split off what they consider weak, includes that weakness called fear-inspired obedience, and that to the degree that we do not claim our power, we stimulate, in a sense, although we're thinking in global terms here, those they consider weak and deficient, those in power, long to destroy. They develop reasons, rationales, as we see with the Nazis, to justify that longing. But fundamentally, as we're going to discuss when we read Proudhon, underneath that is rage, is hate, is a longing to destroy.